Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and another short and curly. No, hold on, that's something else. Another small one. No, that's bad phrasing too. We'll get this done. This is our short one movie. Today's movie is Get Away. No, really, that's no. Come back. Today's movie is Get Away of Nick Frost. That's right, 2024. Oh my God, this year. Matter of fact, I've got the screener. I've been sitting on it for so long from IFC Films and Shudder. So thank you very much for this. It comes out December 6th. So when you hear this, go to the theaters to watch it. It's worth it. Trust me. I've never studied you wrong so far. All that and more on this Dreamin' Demons. Hit it. And remember, if you want to hear Brannick and I, well, we got maybe one more episode this year. And then it's off until, I think, mid-January or February or something. Enjoy. That's close enough, right? Yeah, okay. Hey, kids. Hey, everyone. So, we are doing another Streaming Demons, Just Jim, as they say. The JJs, the Just Jims. And I've got a great offering for this one. It is Get Away 2024 with Nick Frost. And I got this by mistake, honestly. I was talking to Shudder about a different Nick Frost movie, and they just dropped this on me. I'm like, holy crow, I didn't know something even existed. This is so cool. And here we go. I'm going to read this directly from Shudder. By the way, it comes out December 6th in theaters. See it in a theater. And yeah, I know we've been to the theaters before, and the most annoying commercial, except for those popcorn commercials that scared the shit out of me. I don't know why. If you've ever been to Canada, you know the popcorn commercials I'm talking about. They scare the shit right out of me. No clue. I honestly watched like that. But it's this movie must be seen in the theater to enjoy. I'm like, of course, schmuck, you're going to say that. I'm like, no, please pirate this shit home. No. I'm not saying you have to see this movie in the theater. I'm just saying it's a cool fucking movie. And if you want to take a date or just yourself, fuck it. It's been a rough year. Go to the theater. Enjoy it there. It'd be cool. It is 86 minutes. That's like an hour and a half. It's great timing. Your butt will not go numb. Well, you know, it might go numb, but not from the movie. You know, what you do, safety word is banana. I get it. This comes directly from IFC Films. This is the log line they gave me. A family's vacation to remote getaway takes unexpected turn when they discover the island they're on is inhabited by a serial killer. Not bad. It's a decent log line. It's pretty tight. I think it goes beyond that. I think it really goes beyond that. And if this is a horror, it is a rated R, and it's blood, guts, and ass. That's why it's rated R. It's fun. And if you like to see Nick Frost driving a fucking car, like if you're like Black Cab, I want to see more of that him driving a car, this is the movie for you. He drives the shit out of that car in this movie. Not for too long. I mean, the other one's called Black Cab, and literally him just driving a fucking car. But this is him probably at his best since Truth Seekers. Yo, that's a fucking deep track. It is probably at his best since Truth Seekers, which, by the way, fucking got canceled way too soon. It is a non-Simon Pegg movie. I didn't know they could do movies without each other. Ooh, am I jealous or is that a dig? Both. But it's going to be Shaun of the Dead-esque, meaning there is this horror aspect to it. There is a comedic aspect to it, but it really does fit firmly in the horror genre. and anything comedic is kind of tongue-in-cheek. Later on, you'll see why that's kind of funny. And I'm going to give you a brief rundown of all the people in it. I can't pronounce their names. But if you ever seen like all the Swedish horror, like Midsommar and blah, 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 and this one, get in that mindset. And then get rid of that mindset, the wrong mindset to have. But you can kind of go in with that. You have Nick Frost, you have Aisling Bay and Sebastian Croft. Ira Malinov. These names I cannot say. Anita Sukari. Anita Sukari performs a master fucking class of acting. I wanted to strangle her. Her character. Police. I meant her character, not the actual fucking actress. Jesus fucking Christ. Can't even fucking tell people. And I think one of the strengths of this film is the writing. And Nick Frost wrote the fucking film. So you got Nick Frost writing it and acting the shit out of this. I will tell you, they do list it as sexual content. And there is some sexual content if you're like really squeamish around sex because you're American or some shit. Sorry, it's truthful. Dude, shoot me for being telling the fucking truth. Oh, I forgot you could. Me too, pieces. But the sexual content is, well, when you see it, like, oh, fucking, I get it now. Without spoilers, I would say Psycho. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. And it's all really well done. There's no poor acting in this, and there's no dead scene. There's no, like, why am I doing this? And yes, the tagline is get ready for a killer holiday. It is brilliantly done. It's located in Finland. I'm so sorry. I know I don't want to. I'm American. Finland, Sweden, they all end in. The only Finland I know is Jimmy Buffett. God damn it. Fucking lost him this year too. But give it a shot. Give it a go. You're going to see some practical effects. And you're going to see some amazing twists and turns. I can't give it away. If you give it away, it's kind of like, fuck it. But I will say, when they told me the team behind Tusk, I was like, fuck, Tusk. Was it Kevin Smith? No, it's not. Okay. Fuck it. I'll still go well. I'll watch it. It moves. It moves. If you have an hour and a half, it is a great date night. It's kind of like funny, but still fucking a biteful movie. It's a great date movie. I would not take little kids to this. But maybe I would. I don't know. Take your own fucking kids. Your kids, not mine. And it is something that you can absolutely rewatch. I cannot wait. If I get a chance to see this in Canada, I'll fucking be there. I'll fucking be there on December 6th in the theaters. Because it's that good a movie. It's a rewatchable movie. It really is. Yes, Jimbo will share a little bit of the magic without spoiling it. As I was watching this movie, I was thinking, you know what would be really cool? If they did this. If they did XYZ. If they did this in XYZ, I think this would be a killer fucking movie. It's a good movie now, but they did X, Y, and Z. And then X started happening. I'm like, holy shit. And then Y, I'm like, no. And then Z, I'm like, holy fucking no way. And they pulled it off. I knew in my heart of hearts, I would have done X, Y, and Z. And when I saw that on the TV screen, thank you again, Shudder and IFC Films and Amanda there for the TV screener. I was like, holy fuck, this is gold. It is my last, I believe, my last single movie review of this year, and it is the best one. I am going to give Nick Frost wrote this, acted the shit out of it. It's the cast is killer. The cast is killer. It's really not family friendly, but it is strong. Go see it. Go rent it. Go to the theater. Bring people. It's a Christmas movie. It's a family movie. There you go. There's actually a tagline they don't have. Imagine National Lampoon's Vacation meets Tusk. You're fucking welcome, Nick Frost. I just solved a riddle for you. You owe me now. And I would take your first or third barn. I'm not really picky. So go watch it. I'm giving this 5 out of 5 Cthulhu's. Perfect fucking score for Cthulhu's. Bam! I'm done. Get out. Yes, I will. Go watch it. Go get it. IFC, Shudder, you guys have a fucking hit on your hands with Nick Frost. Keep milking that motherfucker until he's done. All right. That's it for me. Oh, my God. That is it for me this year. Oh, so shit. Merry Christmas. Happy whatever. Thanksgiving's over with. See y'all soon next year when Brannick and I are doing full swings. Bam! Out of the parks. We might have one more episode based upon, I'll give you a hint, documentaries. But other than that, it's been fun. Season 4. Oh, my God. Season 4. We actually have a big surprise for season 4. We got her confirmed. That's right. Tara Reid will be in season 4. All that and more next year, motherfuckers. Deuces. Hit by the music. So you played Cats in a Cradle like this. And then you put this right here. I need to put this one through there. I need to do one of these. You go, ah, my hand's all knocked up. Like, ah, I can't do that.
Meow, meow, meow. And we got some cool shit coming down the pipe, by the way. That's right. We got, ooh, someone got nominated for a Pulitzer. I know we can't say we got nominated for a Pulitzer, but I just said it, so fuck y'all. Let me have one, yeah. That's right, motherfuckers. And we've got Dancer coming out with our anthology in December. So watch this Frost movie, do Dancer.
I hear a cat.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Peace.